You're listening to WhoRadio.com, voice of the International African Revolution.
You're listening to Straight from the Streets with your host, AJ Ali.
Straight from the streets. Trying to get this money right on my second strike. Get caught again, it's life, and I ain't trying to pay the price. But all I know is, yeah, it's gotta be a better way. All I seek is better days. Official grind, big pay, smooth slacks, button ups, college fund for my son. Big daddy, big roll, keep my daughter off the pole. Express car, color black, bank statement off the map. See the boys, no flack, 180 turn, hold that. Real thought, what I'm professing, not too proud to take a lesson. Wise words, call them blessings, need to know, tired of guessing. Start in action, yeah, I'm focused, my job, no one more than need a mark. And I can corner time to talk, and I'ma show you. Slice of pie, want a piece, gotta eat, want a feast. Last Thursday in November, to say the least. My thoughts came from a beast. I get them from AJ Ali, straight from the street.
Yeah, yeah, this is AJ Ali, the real OG, broadcasting to you straight from Yahoo Radio, 1245 18th Avenue, located in the heart of South St. Pete. Really glad you folks took time to sit down and listen to our show. We have a very important show today. You know, we have a FM station that we're opening here, and we need the support of the community. Now, we have a new... In one of our fundraising things that we have is the Keep the Change to Change the Airways Bank. That's our campaign. Keep the Change to Change the Airwaves. Now, it's very important that we have this FM station. We have a lot of young people in the community that are going to be a part of this, and they're going to receive education and communications. You know, you can't trust Colonial Radio. You can't trust the anchor man on the 6 o'clock news. I'm sure you know about Brian Wilson and how he got fired because he was embellishing the stories that he told. What we want you to do is to... go to blackpower96.org and you can sign up for a bank and we'll send it to you. Black Power, it's a little bank. You can put a dollar a day or put your change in there, and that will be your contribution because this is your station. So we'll repeat this again before the show is over with today. Now, what I want to do is I want to clarify why I use the title The Real OG. First, I want you to know that I earned the right to be called a real OG. And anyone who has been through as much as I have, or maybe half of what I have, and they're on the right road and they're trying to help our community, they qualify to be a real OG. Now, I was born in Newark, New Jersey, and I consider it one of the most dangerous cities in America. If you ever heard of Brick City, believe me, they gave it the right name. Now, I was born there, and by the age of 4, my father, he thought that Newark, New Jersey was too dangerous when I was 4 years old. So he moved our whole family down to a little town called Brielle, New Jersey. Now, Brielle is it's a millionaire town. It's known for having a lot of millionaires that live there, even today. So we moved to Brielle. We had a beautiful home. We had a swimming pool. My father was a real OG, all right? And this is how nice it was. All the kids rode bikes to school, and nobody locked them up. They had the bike racks, and they would just pull up, put your bike in a bike rack, and leave it. Nobody would touch it, okay? Now, we stayed there for about 5 years. So I went to school with a lot of, I don't know what how to call them, I think upper class, with an upper class community. And after about 5 years, my mother and father decided that they didn't want to be together anymore, so they decided to split. And when they decided to split, we came back to Newark. And when we came back to Newark, I was in the third, fourth grade. And I had gone to school. Now, remember, that was so nice that you didn't have to lock your bike up when you rode up to school. It was beautiful. Now, all of a sudden, the first day that I was came to school, a guy that was like, I don't know, he came up to maybe my shoulder or maybe a little less, and he grabbed me by my shirt, and he said, you know, give me a quarter or something. And the other guys that was with him looked at me and said, don't say nothing, just give it to him. That's Eric Diller. I'll never forget it. And I'm remember now, I've been going to school with all these kids down there where nobody fights and nobody curses. So I didn't have any money, so you know, I just remember him, you know, trying to scare me. So as time went by for about 2 years, I had the bullies, you know, on my back. Every day, every in Newark, New Jersey, everybody, half of, 3/4 of the people in school were bullies. The other 1/4 got their money taken. So after about 2 years, I got tired of getting my money taken. I didn't know what to do. I once told a guy if he messed with me again, I was going to tell my big brother. But I was the oldest. I didn't have a big brother. So that, you know, that worked one time. But, you know, I just couldn't live with it. Like Muhammad Ali and I think 50 Cent said somebody took their bike. Well, this little guy took my cap. It was an up-to-date cap that everybody was wearing. And he took it. And he hollered at me because I tried to follow behind. Said, get out of here, right? And I just said to myself, as a little boy, I said, I can't live like this. I got to do something to change this. So I thought about it and I thought about it. I couldn't come up with anything. So what I came up with, I said, I'm going to join the gang. That's what I'm going to do. I will join the gang. And that's what I did. And that was a life-altering move because I actually joined the gang. I started hanging with the guys that took the money because I could only see you being two people. You're the people that take the money or you're the guy that gets the money taken. I was tired of getting my money taken. So after I joined up with the guys, I just stayed in the background. I didn't actually take anybody's money at first. I just stayed in the background. And while they took the other guy's money, that was much better, you know, than getting my money took. So as time went on, by the time I got like in maybe about the seventh grade, we moved to another neighborhood to a better school. And when we got to the better school, the kids weren't as bad as the kids I went to school with at Bergen Street School. If anybody from Newark, New Jersey, you remember Bergen Street School. I think it's still there. So when I moved to this new school, all of a sudden I looked around and I didn't see anybody that looked tougher than me. So you know what happened? I became the bully. Yep, I did. I had people scared of me. I started taking change just the same way they did it to me. I did the same thing back to the kids that were going to school with me. And that, you know what I think? I think, honestly, I think that bullies in school turn into, or they may, or they have a very good chance of turning into stick-up men. Because that even taking money in school is like robbing. It's like taking something from somebody. And so as I got older, I got in high school, I was still a bully. And after a while, I got put out of high school for being a bully. And we started, Newark, New Jersey is like going from St. Pete to Tampa. That's how close it is, like 10 miles. So we started going over to, I met guys in the pool room who told me we should go to New York because it's easy to make money. Now, you know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about taking money. So the first time I went to New York, I was with a guy named Van Talley. He looked like Bryant, the basketball player that's getting ready to retire now, Kobe Bryant. He looked like Kobe Bryant. He talked me into going to New York. And when we got there, we came up in Greenwich Village. And he said, we were walking down the street. It was starting to get dark. It was just getting a little dusk. And he said, watch this. And I stood back. He walked up to two white guys that looked like they went to college. He put his finger under his shirt like he had a gun. And he said, give me your wallet. This really happened. Give me your wallet. Give me your wallet. And the guys took out their wallets and they gave it to him. He ran back to me and said, see, I told you. And we ran off. And I was laughing. It's not funny, but that's the way I be. That's what happened to me. And from then on, my job was taking money in New York. So after a few years went by, you know, I started seeing that this was wrong. You know what I mean? And I got caught. This is really what happened. I went to Rikers Island. I was there for about 6 months. And I started seeing that I didn't want to live my life, the rest of my life like that. So after I got out of there, I came back to Newark, I started selling drugs. So selling drugs, you still got to be the same guy that's a stick-up man is the guy that can be a drug dealer because he's a very violent person. So what happened was I went to got locked up a couple times for that. And then I started saying, wait a minute, too many years are rolling by and I'm, you know, going in circles here. I keep, every time I turn around, I'm in and locked up. So I said, I'm going to change my life. And I changed my life. I said that I'm going to, while I was locked up, I started finding myself helping guys that were afraid while I was in, you know, locked up. And to make a long story short, I saw what I could do to help my community, to help my brothers and sisters, rather than to continue to go on the road that I was on. So I left out a whole lot. I mean, there's a lot of years in there, that a lot of stuff that went on that, you know, I'm not going to talk about right now. But I got a clear view of life. I got a clear view of the right road and the wrong road. And once I could see the right road and distinguish it from the wrong road, it wasn't hard for me to change again. So because of that that background and the respect that I earned over the years, I feel that I earned the right to be AJ Ali, the real OG. So anything you hear on our show, Straight from the Streets, is going to be things that I learned and things that other people that I know have learned or people that I interview have learned the hard way. You don't have to learn the hard way. If you've ever been to prison or you got a relative that has ever been to prison or has ever sold drugs, you want to tell them this is the show you want to listen to because these people know what they're talking about because they talk about things that they actually went through. So from now on, when I come on the air and I say, this is AJ Ali, the real OG, the next Spike Lee, the ghetto crocodile Dundee, still smooth like Bob Marley, you know it's me, okay? And I'm bringing the truth and I'm bringing it to you the way it happened to me. So, again, we want to mention about our fundraiser and the money that we're asking the community to help us with the amount of, you know, Africans we have in America, if everybody gave 50 cents, we would have 10 times as much as we need. This radio station in New York, we have, or there is a radio station called WLIB. And growing up, whenever we wanted to hear the truth that we could trust, we would go to WLIB. We'd listen to the, you know, colonial radio, but then we'd go to WLIB, and they would always be honest and tell us what really happened. So 96.3 FM will be the WLIB of the South, okay? So this is something that we all need to come together on. This is something that if we pool our resources, it won't hurt anyone. This will be something, and you'll be so proud to say, I helped that station get on board. I helped that. Until then, we're going to be on, you know, internet radio. And actually, I love internet radio because we reach a much wider audience. If I had to take a choice, it would be hard because right now we're broadcasting to the whole world. You know, we're broadcasting everybody in China, everywhere. They can hear us right now. Okay? Now, our FM is a low power. We're going to broadcast in South St. Pete. But even the people will still be able to hear us in China, in Australia, in Africa. They'll still hear us, but the FM will be here in South St. Pete. And that means we're going to get advertising dollars and whatnot. And if you are interested in being involved, I don't care where you're at now, you can contact us and we can have get you involved in this one way or another. So we have music therapy today. We have some very inspiring music. If you listen to what the songs that we play are saying, I learned that during slavery, that the slaves had different songs they would sing at different times. Let's say it was planting season. There were certain songs they would sing when it was time to plant. And when it was harvest season, time to harvest, they had another song that they would sing. When everybody was happy, there was another song they would sing. When everybody was sad, they would still sing another song. So what we have, our music therapy, are songs we want you to listen to, and we want you to listen to what the words are saying, because these words are uplifting and inspiring. And if we come together, we can get the things done that we need to do to for the future of our kids, and to stop our young men from getting shot 16 times. Okay? They're about to make me strap up. Okay? So we're going to bring on the music therapy now. I'm thinking about a 12-gauge shotgun this time.
Hey, slave. Just think of Fredo. Everybody's misused him, ripped him up and abused him. Another junkie plan, pushing dope for the man. A Fred is on the corner now. If you want to be a junkie, why? Remember, Fred is dead.
Strictly wanna get reporters covering the New York Yankees than there are covering the entire continent of Africa.
And it's a shame when we as African people, we make up damn near the majority of the city, but we have to fight to get on white ruling class media.
That tells you something about the priorities of the news media in this country.
We are engaged in a war of ideas.
Warning.
You're locked in to Uhuru Radio.
Stand by.
Right here, right now.
APSP, UhuruRadio.com.
All right, then. I and I no mix with the wicked men. I and I said trample the...
Uhuru Radio was envisioned as a means by which our community, our people, our party, our revolutionary aspirations could contend with the ruling class in this war of ideas that contributes to maintaining the oppression of African people. Part of what African internationalism, Garveyism in the 21st century is about is ending that isolation, is bringing African people together in common struggle. And Uhuru Radio, it allows Africans in any place in the world to have access to other Africans so that reinforcements are always on the way, no matter where it is that we're struggling and no matter what may be the temporary setbacks.
Finally, the station you've been looking for.
Uhuru Radio. No degrading lyrics.
I never call you my boo. There's so much in the name and so much more than you.
Progressive.
And you love her like you are. So you buy her a diamond. If I want to die, oh, don't you think there's something wrong with it?
Informative. And millions of dollars leave Sierra Leone in the form of diamonds. Yet the people who mine the diamonds make 30 cents a day and a cup of rice. That's the reality all over Africa.
And revolutionary.
AFDEF is an organization of the Uhuru movement that was built in 2007 in order to organize African doctors, nurses, scientists, engineers, and other skilled Africans around the world to coordinate a variety of development projects that work to transform the miserable conditions of existence that have been imposed on our people around the world.
APSP, UhuruRadio.com.
Uhuru Radio is developing a new programming schedule to include more music, cultural, educational, political, and multilingual programs from around the world. We are professionalizing the technical delivery of our programming, improving our sound quality and presentation. We are working to make our audio stream more accessible through mobile devices and distribution networks. This is your media, Uhuru News, Uhuru Radio, and the Burning Spear newspaper, the voice of the International African Revolution. We rely on your support to get the truth out about our struggle for freedom. Become a member today. Your donation of any amount will make a difference.
APSP, UhuruRadio.com.
It's now time to order Omali Ishitela's new book, The Uneasy Equilibrium, The African Revolution versus Parasitic Capitalism. Chairman Omali's groundbreaking political analysis shows the way forward for people looking for answers during this period of crisis for imperialism, a crisis that offers great opportunity for colonized peoples everywhere. This latest book by the founder and leader of the African Socialist International and the Uhuru Movement costs $29.99. Order now at burningspearmarketplace.com or by calling 727-824-5700. Call 727-824-5700 or visit burningspearmarketplace.com today. Uhuru means freedom.
You are listening to Straight from the Streets with your host, AJ Ali.
Straight from the streets. Trying to get this money right on my second strike. Get caught again, it's life and I ain't trying to pay the price. But all I know is, yeah, it's gotta be a better way. All I seek is better days, official grind, big pay. Smooth slacks, button ups, college fund for my son. Big daddy, bank roll, keep my daughter off the pole. Express car, color black, bank statement off the map. See the boys, no flack, 180 turn, hold that. Real thought, what I'm professing, not too proud to take a lesson. Wise words, call them blessings, need to know, tired of guessing. Thought in action, yeah, I'm focused, my job. No one more than need a market, I can corner, tired of talking. I'ma show you, slice of pie. I want a piece, gotta eat, want a feast. Last Thursday in November, to say the least. My thoughts came from a beast. I get them from AJ Ali, straight from the street. Straight from the street. Straight from the street. Straight from the street.
Yeah, yeah, it's AJ Ali here, real OG. What we're talking about today is our new Black Power 96.3 radio station that we're currently trying to get on the air. We want you to know that you know, you're an important part of a growing, you know, community of supporters in St. Petersburg, Florida, and around the world. Together, you know, if we pool our resources, we can get this important station on the air. Okay, go to Black Power 96.3, it's blackpower96.org, okay, blackpower96.org, O-R-G, and you get all the information you need about how you can help help us put the station on. Now, you know, we just want to remind everyone that the station is going to be on either way. This is your opportunity to, you know, to help, and this is your station. This is our station. If you live in the St. Petersburg area and you have any relatives that are rappers or singers, I don't care if they sing gospel, whatever they sing, if they want to get some exposure, have them contact our station and have them, you know, leave a number or something, and I'll personally call you and arrange to have them on the show. So when I say this is your station, this is your Straight from the Streets is your show. So we want to thank everybody again for tuning in. I feel like this show gives me the opportunity to take all the mistakes that I made in my life and to turn them into lessons that will help you know, the next generation and those that are, you know, maybe in prison or, you know, in the county jail, or, you know, even if you were in college, you want to be aware of the downfalls and the pitfalls of street life, you know. Just like everybody else, I got a few war wounds, you know, and I'm not ashamed of them. Life is not easy when you're a ghetto child, you know. That's really the truth, and I'm living proof. But you can turn around. You can get on the right track. You can do things that will help our community and help us to stop our young people from being shot 16 times. Okay? We have people that are part of this radio station that are from all over America, all over the world. Actually, we got a show that comes from, is that Sweden? Yeah. We have a show in Sweden. So if you listen to Yahoo Radio, you'll hear broadcasts from Sweden. You'll hear broadcasts London. We have broadcasts from London and Canada. We have a great show from Canada. So, you know, we want to thank everybody in advance because we know you're going to support and you're going to help us get this thing rolling. Now, we're going to go back to the music therapy. We have a few more tunes on, and we'll be about ready to wrap it up. So listen up.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, oh, oh. Wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. We just let it be. Na 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair. But they don't have so very long before their judgment day. So won't you make them happy before they pass away. Wake up all the builders, time to build a new land. I know we could do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in our minds. Surely things will work out, they do it every time. Just let it be. Na, 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me. Need a little help. Say it for me. Need some help, y'all. Change the world what it used to be. Can't do it alone. Can't do it alone. Need some help, yeah. Need some help, yeah. Wake up, everybody. Oh.
need a color. Everybody,
we need each other.
Wake up, everybody. Well, see, we need, wake up, everybody. We
come
need,
wake up, everybody. No more sleeping in bed. No more backward thinking, time for thinking ahead. Wake up all your teachers, start to teach a new way. They're the ones that suffer each and every day. Teach the children,
teach the baby,
teach the babies.
Teach the children,
teach the children,
teach the babies.
Teach the children.
The shadow of death, I take a look at my life and realize there's nothing left. Cause I've been blasting and laughing so long that even my mama thinks that my mind is gone. But I ain't never crossed a man that didn't deserve it. Me be treated like a punk, you know that's unheard of. You better watch how you're talking and where you're walking, or you and your homies might be lying in chalk. I really hate the trip, but I gotta low. As they croak, I see myself in the pistol smoke. Fool, I'm the kind of G the little homies wanna be like. On my knees in the night, saying prayers in the street light.
Been staying most of the night.
The situation they got me facing, I can't live a normal life. I was raised by the state, so I gotta be down with the hood team. Too much television watching got me chasing dreams. I'm an educated fool with money on my mind. Got my tin in my hand and a gleam in my eye. I'm a loped out gangster, set tripping banker. And my homies is down, so don't arouse my anger. Fool, death ain't nothing but a heartbeat away. I'm living life, do or die. What can I say? I'm 23 now, but will I live to see 24? The way things are going, I don't know. Minute after minute, hour after hour, everybody's running, but half of them ain't looking what's going on in the kitchen. But I don't know what's cooking. They say I got to learn, but nobody's here to teach me. If they can't understand it, how can they reach me? I guess they can't, I guess they won't, I guess they front. That's why I know my life is out of luck, fool.
Information, ideas, reality. That's what the Burning Spear newspaper offers you each month. Truth about government, society, entertainment, and the world around you. The Burning Spear is the oldest Black Power newspaper in existence, and your one-year subscription is only $25. Get the insight and perspective that the mass media machine cannot and will not deliver. Read dynamic articles on the most pressing issues affecting the lives of African workers in the U.S., Africa, and around the world. Each month, you'll find real political analysis of the crisis of parasitic capitalism, insight into world and local events, and a focus on the realities and struggles in the heart of the hood, expressing the vision and voice of the African working class. Uncompromising truth, unwavering focus. The Burning Spear newspaper. This is Black Power in the 21st century. Subscribe today and don't get fooled again. Order your subscription now. Go to burningspearmarketplace.com and click on Spear. That's burningspearmarketplace.com and click on Spear. Uhuru.
Okay, I want to thank everybody for tuning in this show. We'll be back next week. Go to our archives. You can hear the show anytime you want to. Uhuru, brothers and sisters, we are winning. Peace.
Sure to grab on to something. I'll be there when you get